And so we've come up with a configuration that took a lot of work to come to a hardware stack that we were happy with. And so we're going with a custom chipset that has been developed with a lot of considerations in mind, being it portable and also being able to scale with the Monero blockchain for the foreseeable future. And so we're starting with an octa-core processor and 16 GB of RAM, and we'll be able to have a terabyte or a couple of terabytes. We're going with 1 terabyte of solid state storage, and that is a full-size SSD that is on board. And and that's important because a lot of these chipsets have external adapters that plug into the primary chipset, and then you'd be able to plug in a full-size SSD. And so this causes slowdowns, and so we've incorporated the M2 slot onto the chipset itself with its own heatsink. And the GPU will, it's a quad core. It's not going to be used much because the CPU is going to be doing all of the processing of transactions running the Monero daemon. And our power, we have USB in. And that's useful because if you're out in the field, and we considered this possibility as well, of it being deployed out in the field, it being in a backpack somewhere, and you know, things of this nature. So it is low powered, and it will support multiple USB-C power sources, and the minimum wattage will be revealed in some time. And connectivity was also important. Most chipsets do support Ethernet and Wi-Fi, but we wanted to get the maximum bandwidth possible to support the node incoming and outgoing connections. And so we've got a 2.5 gigabit Ethernet and the latest Wi-Fi 6E with Bluetooth, and as well as multiple other USB-Cs in which you could possibly plug in external storage with its own blockchain, even though you don't need it, you have internal storage. But other accessories could potentially be used, plugged in to these additional ports. And we also have a screen that will allow you to control your node. And so the highlights of our implementation is that we have an unpruned node, and it's not running any other program like some nodes kind of want to tend to do. They want to try to support blockchain and Ethereum and all this. The focus for me and for Doug as well was create something that and that has security implications as well, being since we're running Monero natively on Linux, we're able to get a much more secure and faster package. And we have Tor and I2P support as well, and a fully fledged LWS admin. This is useful for merchants or, you know, users with many wallets, where you can keep track of incoming transactions using instant light wallets. And so, yeah, the touchscreen, you can control your node on your device or from the web, and that includes desktop or mobile platforms. And we've also incorporated a dedicated recovery button. Things go wrong, and we wanted to make this experience of the node as seamless as possible. And you know, so we've developed a system where your configuration is backed up, and so we had to develop the database for that. You know, all putting all variables into one JSON file, and then backing that up, and so on. And so, yep, we're running in Ubuntu LTS. And we started with Pynode XMR because it does support all types of single board computers. But with that as a starting point, we started to trim and tweak according to our particular hardware integrations, like the onboard SSD, and we have onboard eMMC storage as well. That's that is used for backups and things of this nature, so that the SSD and the CPU can focus primarily on running the node, and it's not bogged down in any case. We did consider lower possibilities for the storage capacities with the blockchain currently sitting at current less than 200 gigabytes and growing at roughly 60 to 80 gigabytes a year. And as we implement Seraphis, that could change as well. And so there's a need for a lot of flexibility in the storage and other hardware capacities. And so we decided to go with a minimum of a terabyte of storage, and this will support 5 years of blockchain growth, possibly even more. And so we've gone over the recovery process where you can, build Monero from source, and the code is all up online. The code will be open source, and so you'll be able to kind of see what it's doing behind the scenes of the recovery process, where it can erase the blockchain and start syncing from scratch if you so wish, or in case things go wrong. And so there are other small things that, like the real-time clock, which not all single board computers have, but is definitely recommended for security purposes. And so we've made efforts to include an onboard module of that onto the chipset, and just something that is Monero specific. And also we've developed, I have developed a custom case for this chipset, and it's bespoke and designed from the ground up. And we've considered the thermal abilities and the overall life cycle. We want to be able to support this for 5+ years. The reliability of these chips are already well established and well known. And so given the right circumstances and heat management, they will indeed go that far.
Do you love coffee and Monero as much as we do? Consider making gratuitous.org your daily cup. Pay with Monero for premium fresh beans, and if you like what you taste, send a digital cash tip directly to the farmers that made it possible. Proceeds help us grow this channel, Gratuitous, and Monero.
It's a CNC machined aluminum case, and it's designed internally so that it kind of acts as a passive heat sink. And then there are, of course, dedicated heat sinks for the CPU and SSD, and the top is removable and just for ease of access. And of course, it has all of these buttons, the power, the reset, recovery, and the boot buttons. And just in case we want to be able to boot from micro SD or the onboard eMMC. And this comes around to once we have Monero D working on our chipsets, and including the native Block Explorer and the Monero WS, we have the GPU kind of sitting idle. And this issue kind of goes beyond just our particular chipset, because even though I would like to try to implement in parallel GPU processing of those transactions, and so we could expect a bump in the speed and to a factor of the number of GPU cores that we have. And so we have 4 cores sitting idle, and using OpenCL protocol, it is possible to encode transaction processing, Monero transaction processing, And the challenge to that is the code has to be written for all the past versions of Monero. But I think we could start with when the first versions of RingCD were implemented and work backwards from that. And so I am kind of still, this is one of the items that remains pending. And the implications of this particular implementation would go beyond our chipset, because anyone with idle GPU processing power could potentially be able to get much more performance, where otherwise you would have your GPU sitting idle. And yep, that brings us to the many people. This has been a global project with many different time zones. And so all the way from Taiwan to the United States and our manufacturers and many different developers. And along the way, a key member of the Arctic Mine and Mr. Cabanas, who helped a lot with the scaling aspects of the vision of seeing it be able to factor in the many variables for future projection. And Dan Sherman, of course, who created Pynode XMR, without his project, it would it's been a huge boon to all kinds of people with idle Raspberry Pis lying around, and so it was indeed the start for us, and definitely Dan has been great. And the other developer, Brindel, who has kind of customized and tweaked and been our main developer behind this Nodo architecture, and our manufacturers as well. And I wanted to show you some images of the prototypes. Bear in mind that this is subject to change, our final prototype. We do have old prototypes around which are already obsolete. And so the 16GB configuration is undergoing production, the chipsets right now. And so I hope to be able to show you the actual demonstration at MoneroCon. If any of you plan to be there or watch the stream, it is on the schedule to have actual custom cases for custom chipsets and be able to talk about the system and show you guys the interface. And so I expect a final shipments, a consumer shipments, to go out in sometime in September. And we do hope that this node, for a host of reasons, running your own node is and why it's beneficial. Essentially adding much more privacy to your own transactions and also contributing to the network. And we imagine a huge number of these nodes causing an impact in and mitigating a lot of security vulnerabilities like remote node issues. There are complexities to this issue because if you are running a public node, which you can do, on this, in which it's accepting incoming transactions and passing them along, and sometimes when it accepts your transaction, sometimes it does send it along, and so malicious nodes do remain a threat. But in private mode, it is definitely better to have your node running 24/7, as if you were to open up your app or whatever it is and start syncing with the blockchain, and you finish your transaction and it downloads a bunch of blocks, and you finish your transaction and say you just quit the app, you're done. And when you open that up to do the next transaction and, you know, it starts syncing blocks again from that remote node, that could also potentially be used as a marker. And so it's one of the reasons why running your own personal node is beneficial. And by not worrying about other applications running and having a dedicated and optimized system doing that for you 24/7 is definitely one of the better or most secure ways of transacting Monero. And so thank you very much for your time and attention. And I do look forward to speaking to all of you again soon, as this has been my first introduction to the Monero community. I've been a follower of the whole philosophical aspect of Monero for quite some time. And of course, I am a dedicated Monero nut. I don't care much about the other cryptocurrencies. And so the focus definitely is Monero, and we hope to be able to deliver on a seamless Monero node experience. Thank you very much.